If you have your Bible, we'll turn to Acts chapter number 9. Acts chapter number 9 tonight. If you got an old Schofield, it'd be on about page 1160. The Bible says in verse number 1, "And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul rose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus called Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answers, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. And the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hand on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. And when he had received me, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, Is not this he that destroyed them which called on this name in Jerusalem? And came hither for that intent, that he might bring them bound unto the chief priest. But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. But their laying away was known of Saul, and he watched them. And they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket." I want to preach tonight, if God will be my help, for just a few minutes on this thought. A great man's conversion. A great man's conversion. As we look at this and we see this, and we kind of see who Saul is. And he was a great man. Amen. We know that Paul was an educated man. The Bible teaches us that he sat under Gamaliel, which was a doctor of the law. Amen. Paul sat under that. He knew the law forward and backward. He knew it up and down. Amen. We knew that Paul was a good moral man. In his own thinking, in his own mind, he, like a whole lot of the world today, he thought he was all right. He thought he was going in the right direction. He was doing that he thought would be pleasing to God. So therefore, he was a very religious man. Amen? He says himself, he said, I was a Pharisee of Pharisees. He said, I'd abided in law. I'd done what I was told. I'd done what I thought I was supposed to do. He said, I was very religious in my life. I want to say religion has sent more people to hell than any other thing. Amen. I won't say religion today won't save you. I'm glad, praise God, that Jesus Christ through the Holy Ghost of God got a hold of my heart before religion did. I'm glad Jesus Christ come to where I was as a little old boy, a little tow-headed boy in Oak Grove Baptist Church. I preached to my heart on a Sunday morning about an awful place called hell. Praise God, I'm glad he showed me a few years later that I don't have to go there. Amen. Praise God, I'm glad religion didn't get me. I'm glad Jesus did. Praise his holy name. Paul was a Pharisee of Pharisees, a religious man. But let me tell you what Paul also was. Paul was a great sinner. Amen. I said, Paul was a great... We look at Paul and we think of Paul as one of the greatest men ever lived, and he was. But before Paul's conversion, he was a great sinner. Amen. Praise God. Before what happened to him, he was a sinner. And he says himself, I was a sinner above all sinners. He said he was a sinner exceeding. Amen. Praise God, that's who he was. You say, well, what took place? We look at this today and we see the conversion of Saul of Tarsus as the Bible begins to lay it out. You say, what happened to him? Number one, he saw the Lord. If you're ever going to get saved, if you're ever going to get a relationship, we have to see the Lord. When you see the Lord, praise God, you see something that's substantial. You see something that's real. You see something that you realize it's not a fairy tale. It's not made up. But it's something, praise God, it's substantial. It's something that you can build upon. It's a foundation that's sure. It's something that you look upon, praise God, and you can believe not only in your head but in your heart. You know, that's what you got to do to be saved. Amen. There's a whole lot of people today believe in their head, but they never believed in their heart. They've never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They've never asked Him to come into their heart. So what the Bible tells us here is on his journey that he saw the light. The Bible says suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. Amen. What is a light from heaven? I want to tell you, the light from heaven is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. He's the light from heaven. The Bible tells us when we get over in that city, praise God, that glorious place one day, there'll be no need for the light of the moon or the stars or the sun, because Jesus Christ himself will be the light of that city. Amen. Ain't you glad when you get over there, praise God, there won't be no darkness at all. Amen. Just one glorious day, Brother Kevin. We'll be shouting and praising God throughout eternity. And Brother Ralph's been a practicing for a long time. You call him morning, noon, or night, and he says, good morning. Amen. We're practicing up because one day in a little while, praise God, there won't be no good evening. Praise God, there'll be good mornings. Amen. It'll be a good morning when we pull up over on yonder shore. Praise God. So we see the Saul of Tarsus. He saw the Lord. Amen. And he heard him call his name. Amen. Praise God. He heard him call his name. Look at verse 4. He fell to the earth and heard the voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? When Saul was there and he heard the Lord call his name. Amen. I remember that Wednesday night, 1976, as a little boy, praise God, sitting back about halfway in the church, I had a little old preacher preaching there, and he said, son, you don't have to die and go to hell, lost without God. Jesus loves you, and he died for you. And it's just like that little old preacher knew who I was. He knew exactly where I was, and he pointed at me that night. Praise God, let me know that the Savior that he was, well, hallelujah, the Savior that he was talking about, praise God, he loved me. Praise the Lord. He wanted me to know that. And praise the Lord, it went from my head. Hey, I knew that all my life. I'd been taught that Jesus loved me. Brother Kevin, I could sing that song, Jesus loved me, praise God, by heart. But that night, 1976, praise God, God got a hold of me and he showed me down in my soul that he loved me. I come out of there, praise God, and I got right with God. Praise the Lord. You say, what happened? God heard, I heard the Lord call my name. Amen. Amen. I come out of there, praise God, and got gloriously saved by the marvelous grace of God. You know what happened to me? Same thing happened to him. I humbled myself before the Lord. The Bible said that he come and he fell on his face. He fell, and verse 4 said, he fell to the earth. Amen. I heard the voice of God Almighty speaking my name, speaking to my heart. I come out of an old-fashioned pew, come to an old-fashioned altar, fell on my face and said, Lord, please forgive me a sinner. And he did. Amen. Praise God, I'm standing here tonight saved by His marvelous grace. At night, so many years ago, He wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, in the indelible blood of Lord Jesus Christ. There is no eraser for the blood of Jesus. Praise be to God. I'm glad my name is recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's there now, and it'll be there forever. Amen. Praise God. Time to get in and time to stay in. Right. Amen. If there's ever been a time to get in, young'uns, it's right now's the time to get in. Praise God. The Bible said that He prayed for 3 days. Amen. Praise God. That's how He was converted. Praise God. God go to the Holy Spirit. Put Him on the ground. I called Him by His name. Praise God. Put Him on His knees. Crying out for 3 days. Amen. The Lord will touch His heart. Save Him by His marvelous grace. Bless His holy name. I remember when God, when Brother Bill's calling me to preach. And I run from that and run from that. For 3 years, Josh could probably testify, I worked down there at the plant and I was the most miserable person. Amen. I was a running from the calling. They started to open a plant over out in Oklahoma. And Randy asked me if I'd go out there and be the maintenance man. And boy, I jumped all over. I said, yes, sir, I'll go do that. But me and Teresa began to gather up boxes so we could go. We was getting ready. We was going to load up. Praise God. But you know what? I was trying to get away from it. I didn't want to do it. I said, Lord, I'm not able. I've told my brother a lot of time, my baby brother, I said, you ought to be the best preacher in the country. I prayed for you every day. God, I said, use my brother. Lord, touch my brother. God, fill my brother. Use my brother. Amen. And while we was gathering up boxes, while we was trying to make a decision, God Almighty got a hold of my heart. And out there on the riverbank, one day I fell down. I said, God, I can't do this no more. For 3 years, I've been the most miserable person in this world. And God, I've got to have some relief. Oh, God, if you'll just help me, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I know I'm not able. I know I'm not fit. I know I'm no account. But God, if you'll touch me, if you'll help me, if you'll relieve this burden off of me, I pray God I'll do the best I can. He said, that's all I want you to do, son. Just step out on faith and say, Lord God, here I am. I praise God. And I stepped out and I ain't looked back since. Amen. Tell you, my little wife never knew she was getting in on this. She never piled in on all this, but praise be to God. I asked her. I told her we was driving down the river road. I'll never forget it. And I said, honey, you know, I'd like for you to marry me, but this is before we had done a formal proposal. But I said, I just want you to know something before that day comes. I don't believe in divorce. If we decide to get it, if you say yes, when I get around to asking you, say, praise God, this thing, it's lock, stock, and barrel. It's forever. Good, better, or worse. Amen. And she agreed. I asked her to marry me. She said she would. And she did, praise God, and here we are, 35, going on 36 years later. Glory be to God, and I wouldn't take nothing for the journey now. Praise His holy name. What a God we serve, praise His holy name. But he prayed, praise God. What happened? I prayed, I sank God's face. I said, Lord, I need some relief. Paul got down, Saul of Tarsus got down there in Damascus. He couldn't see his way no more, but glory, hallelujah, there was a God of heaven that looked down upon him. He said, Saul, you just go on up there to Damascus, and I'll tell you what you got to do. Let him sit there for 3 days, praying and wondering. I bet you, I can just imagine old Saul never been in such a predicament in his life. Amen. Praise God. He done heard the voice of God. Amen. He done heard him. He said he done told him to give him some marching directions that was temporary. And he was waiting on further instructions from the throne of grace. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how in the world did God, I got to thinking on this, what did God use, Brother Josh, to get this thing started? What did God use, Brother Jeff, to initiate this? I mean, this is a great man who had been doing, he thought great things. But God Almighty, praise God, he had a greater plan for a great man. It don't matter who you are. It don't matter how popular you are, no matter how good at stuff you are. God has got a better plan than you can ever put together. Amen. He has a better plan than you could ever put together, because you can do whatever you do for His glory. So you don't lay up rewards here that moth can mold and corrupt and rot away, praise God. But you lay them up over in glory. And the Bible said they're kept, guarded by God. Nobody can take them away. Amen. You say, so what happened? Let me tell you what I think happened. I think they was a young church, a young Damascus church. And I got to thinking about Brother Jeffrey, I believe maybe they was up there right on the corner of Straight Street and Damascus Street. They was a little church there called Straight Street Baptist Church. You say, they hadn't even become Baptist. Praise God, I'm going to tell you, they've always been a Baptist. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Because that's what we do. We love people. You see people saying, get baptized, praise God. I believe they was probably some fundamental independent Bible-believing Baptist there. Praise God, they was worshiping God. They was looking for God, amen. They was praying to God. They was talking to God. And something happened. Amen. He said, preacher, you're reading a whole lot in this. I don't think so. I believe they was a Bible-believing church. Praise God. Amen. A believing church there at Damascus. I mean, not only was they a Bible-believing church, I believe they was a praying church. There at Damascus. Amen. They was a praying. They was talking to God. They was getting feedback from the throne of grace. Praise God. They was realizing, recognizing a need. And they was calling out to God. And I believe these folks wasn't afraid and wasn't ashamed. And when God began to bless them on purpose and begin to give back, when He pulled them up under, glory, hallelujah, pulled them up under the spout where the glory comes out, and they got under there, and God just opened her wide open for them, and they got to see the power of God, and the love of God, and the feeling of God, and the manna from God. Amen. They got to partaking in that, and they got so excited that they couldn't contain themselves. They was worshiping, praising, and giving God glory. Amen. You know, there ain't nothing wrong with that. You say, well, preacher, if we get to doing that, somebody get to calling us charismatic. I don't care what they call me. Amen. When I feel the presence of the Lord, I'm going to raise my hand. I'm going to shout. I'll do whatever God wants me to do if it's in the Lord. Amen. But I believe there's a believing church. I believe there's a praying church. See, what I think happened. The Bible says here that He desired letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he found any in this way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. So Saul of Tarsus, Brother Junior, he knew they was that kind there. He said, preacher, what kind are they talking about? The kind that loved the Lord Jesus Christ. The kind that was saved. The kind that believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. But now notice what happens. Verse 3, I got to hold this boy about to get up. God hold me, and I about had a spell. Amen. And the Bible says, verse 3, it says, and he, as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. I can just imagine in my mind's eye, as old Saul of Tarsus, these other fellas, they got letters in their hand. Hey, we're going to go up there and we're going to catch them Jesus worshipers, them Jesus believers, them Jesus followers. We're going to go up there with letters in our hand. We're going to march into that church and we're going to serve them papers and we're going to gather them up, men, women, boys, and girls, whatever it is. We're going to get them up. We're going to bind them up and we're going to carry them down to Jerusalem. We'll offer up testimony against them. We caught them in this stead. Praise God, they're guilty of sin. Just go ahead and do whatever you want to with them. Amen. That's kind of what the world like to do with us today. They'd like to gather us up and run us off somewhere. They'd like to get shattered. Hey, don't worry about it, praise God. They're going to in a little while. They going to look around one day and they color us gone. Amen, praise God. And it won't be but a day or two that, amen, when all hell breaks loose on this world, praise God, and that they'll be wishing that we were back. Yes. Amen, he that led, let's take it out of the way, the Holy Ghost ain't around no more. That spirit, he that now letteth, will let till he's taken out of the way. They'll be wishing. I just wondered in my mind's eyes, old Paul, old Saul, and them fellas was a marching up through there on that beautiful sunny day, and all of a sudden they got to hearing something coming out of the church. They got to hearing some singing. Praise God. They got to hearing a heavenly choir coming out of that church. They got to realizing it ain't something peculiar about this. It's not what we hear normally down at the synagogue. There's something with power in it. There's something with love in it. There's something with, praise God, it'll give you the unction to fight the devil. Amen. Maybe they begin to listen real careful. And then they heard somebody go to praying. So, Lord Jesus, we love you and we thank you. We thank you for coming upon the scene. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you come from the portals of glory, that you ascended down to where we were when we was lost and undone and vile as could be. Jesus, you come down to us and you touched our heart. Praise God. You moved upon our soul. You gave your life. You shed your blood and you saved us by your mercy. We thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Yes, amen. Can you hear it? It's echoing out of these places. See, they didn't have a whole lot of windows and things like we got now. It was more open air facilities. Well, I believe something else took place. See, I believe they was some praying, and I believe they was some praising, and I believe they was some preaching. I believe there's a little old preacher got up there. Maybe he was the pastor of the church. He got up there and began to open the book. And he began to preach the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. He began to preach about that one that would come. And how he would be denied and rejected of men. But how God Almighty would love him, and he'd lift him up, and he'd look down upon him, and he'd say, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased." And I believe the man of God maybe got up and got to preaching and telling about how good God was, and about how good Jesus was, and what about God Almighty making it available that we could come and be saved. I believe something got to ringing on his heart's bells. Amen. I believe old Saul of Tarsus got about all he could stand. See, they was some believing. They was some praying. They was some preaching. They was some Holy Spirit, praise God, that was a stirring on that place. Amen. That's enough to get a cold Baptist to shout. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. You say, "Preacher, I don't know about all that." I praise God, the Bible says it. Amen. You say, "Well, right here in the volume of the book." Amen. And then the Bible says in verse 10 about this preacher man. He said, "There was a certain disciple of Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, 'Ananias!' And he said, 'Behold, I'm here, Lord.'" He didn't say, "Hold on a minute, I'll be there, Lord." He said, "I'm right here, Lord." Amen. "Willing, ready, and able," praise God. And the Lord said, "Hey, listen." He said, the Lord said to him, "Arise and go into the street which is called Straight." Amen. Praise God. He said, "Listen, so I need you to take you. Hey, listen, up there on Straight Street, up there next to Straight Street Baptist Church, there's an old fellow named Saul of Tarsus, and he needs some help." Amen. Said, "He's been up there. He's inquiring the house of Judas, the one Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. And has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight." Oh, Ananias, old preacher man. He said, "Yeah, praise God, Lord. Hey, wait a minute." He said, "I've heard this fella." Amen. Ananias answered, "Lord, I've heard by many of this man. He's a great man. How much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name." He said, "Lord, I don't know about this. I'll do anything you ask me to, but Lord, you just know who this fellow is." He said, "Lord, I just want you to know who this old sinner is." Amen. Amen. I guarantee you God knew him. Amen. He didn't have to remind him of who he was, just like he didn't have to remind him of who we are. An old sinner, praise God, in need of a Savior. Blinded by the things of this world, groping along in the dark, trying to find something to satisfy our soul. Amen. But he said, verse 15 said, but the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Amen. I believe something got to stir in old Saul. He got down, fell on his face. He began to cry out, Lord, what would you have me to do? Amen. He said, hey, listen, if I'm not going in the right, you know what? In order to get saved, in order to live right, we got to just fall on our face. We got to kind of submit ourselves humbly before the Lord and say, Lord, what would you have me to do? Not my will, but thine be done. Amen. God began to move on his heart. Conversion of an old sinner. Bible says, and Ananias went his way and entered into the house, putting his hands on him, and said, Brother Saul, amen, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way, as thou camest, has sent me, that thou might receive thy sight, and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Conversion of a sinner. Praise his holy name. He said, God sent me to you. He said, go and touch old Saul of Tarsus. Lay your hands on him and tell him that you come to praise God to touch him that he might receive his sight. He said, the Lord, even Jesus, praise God, he sent me, praise God, to help you receive your sight. He that was blind come out seeing. Bible says immediately there fell from his eyes that had been scales. And he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. He had been following he knew not what. But now he knew in whom he served. Amen. He had the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, what's the result of this? A sinner's conversion, praise God. The proof in the pudding. If you will. Said, when he had received me, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with disciples which were at Damascus. Now listen, here's the proof. And straightway, immediately, forthwith, Mark would say, anon. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. Amen. A complete bow face. He wasn't persecuting those in that way. He was in the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Amen. So we have to prove. Saul of Tarsus became Paul, the greatest Christian to ever walk this earth. Or one of. Amen. Wrote two-thirds of our New Testament. Amen. For God's glory. He that had persecuted the church, who had persecuted God and his son, praise God, come out shouting and giving God glory, strengthened. Not only the proof by preaching the gospel, but the Bible says, that they were amazed. Verse 21. It's not this he that destroyed them that's called on this name in Jerusalem and came hither for that intent that he might bring them bound unto the chief priest. But listen to what the Bible says, verse 20. He said, but Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. He preached Christ Jesus. Amen. He said, it's proof. It's proof. They said there was so much proof in his life. I'm talking about a great man's conversion, that he was so soundly converted, praise God, that the Pharisees wanted to kill him. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you know when you get the goods? Praise God. Let me tell you how you know how much when you get the goods. The old devil want to kill you. Amen. Praise God. He wants to kill you. He wants to get rid of you. He'd like to get shed of you and me. Amen. But he can only go so far. Amen. Just like he could only go so far with Job. He can only go so far with me and you. And then the Lord say, well, he said he'd make a way of escape. Not put on you more than you could bear, but with it, make a way of escape. That's when Jesus reached down and just says, that's enough, just snatches you out. takes you home to be with Him. A great man's conversion. The devil wanted to kill him. He said, they lay wait. And it was known to Saul, verse 24, they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Amen. He was so soundly converted. Great man's conversion. He was so soundly converted, praise God, that the devil wanted to kill him. Amen. I wonder tonight if the devil's got an ought against you and me. Amen. I believe a lot of folks tonight just so soundly on his side, he ain't got to worry about us. Amen. But praise God, when you get to bragging on Jesus, lifting up the name of Jesus because he's worthy of our praise, the devil won't like you. The devil don't like me at all. He don't like you either if you get to bragging on Jesus. But a great man's conversion, I believe it happened when a little old church got on fire for God. I believe it happened when people got to praising and worshiping God. But the Bible says, we go back to the beginning and we'll start there and then I'll let you go. And the Bible says, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of them letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, if he found any of this way. You know what happened to Saul? Oh, Saul was the one that was standing there when Stephen was stoned to death, preaching the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. He was the ones that was a holding the garments, holding her jackets, holding her coat, and agging it on. But they was something when old Stephen looked up and he saw into the throne room of God and he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God to welcome him home, the first martyr for Christ. Paul got such a glimpse of that, praise God, it eat on him. That's why he come. He was with still threatenings and of slaughter. It was burning in his soul, praise God, to find out what was right. And on that day, praise God, because of a group of, God-fearing people, stayed with the stuff. Just like Stony Fort Baptist Church, staying with the stuff, preaching the gospel, loving the Lord, loving each other. And Paul got so tore up, praise God, he got up there and they got to hearing things that's going on. And the Holy Ghost of God smote him to his knees, caused blindness to come on, so he couldn't see the world around him. So he'd have to see Jesus face to face. That's what he does to us sometimes. He puts us in a place to where we can't see nothing but him. Amen. And when we see him, boy, what a marvelous sight it is. Talking about a great man's conversion. I'm talking tonight about any man's conversion. Any person's conversion. It takes it takes good Holy Ghost praying. It takes good Holy Ghost singing. It takes good Holy Ghost preaching. It takes good Holy Ghost praying. To see souls saved. Saul of Tarsus, a great man, his conversion.